Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, all of a sudden I feel a lot better. But because we're on a limited time, as I was told, first of all, am I still in the probabilities of living for 250 more years?
As I expressed, it is a potential.
Uh-huh.
But I would express that it is becoming a less likely potential.
Yes. I think that's because I'm losing interest. It's like for right now, I don't really have any interest in anything. And I can't get myself motivated or interested to do anything. And my whole question is, like, what's the point? What am I even doing?
And what are you doing?
Well, I'm doing a lot of sleeping because I love going into that sleep state. And as far as objective things, it's like I'm just letting everything go because I just don't have the interest in it. But I was hoping you could give me an overview over what I'm doing. I've read in some other transcripts you've done with this other people. Like, as far as, am I holding my energy real tight? Am I polarizing myself? Am I not trusting myself?
Not necessarily. I would express to you that this is associated with this particular wave.
Uh-huh.
Now, there are many different affectingnesses occurring in relation to this wave. This wave carries an intensity with it. And in that intensity of energy, it can be affecting of some individuals to withdraw or to be less motivated. For this wave is intensifying and generating an emphasis upon all forms of communication. Now, this may not be what you would term to be bad in your situation.
Me personally.
You, yes. For in the intensity of this wave, it may be affecting of you in a manner in which you are choosing to be engaging yourself in a more subjective manner and allowing yourself more of a time framework to engage subjectively. And therefore, that would affect your objective motivation. For in a temporary time framework, it may be more interesting to you to be playing subjectively than to be engaging objectively, which is understandable. But objectively, there are significant challenges and potential difficulties in relation to this particular wave. For it is so intense, and it is presenting situations in which individuals are experiencing differences, which can be quite difficult. The previous two waves generated a preparation. The wave addressing the truths introduced you to your own individual guidelines and also introduced you to differences and the importance of differences, the significance of differences. The wave addressing to perception allowed you to recognize differences more clearly and identify them, but this wave is engaging them. And this wave is experiencing them, which for many individuals, if not most, that can be very difficult. Especially as this wave is addressing to all forms of communication. And therefore, some forms of communication in differences can be difficult. But for you, it may be a time framework to become more familiar and more clear in relation to your communications subjectively, which can be very beneficial. For that also allows you to be more intimately aware of yourself and can be helpful to you in recognizing your energy more clearly. In this, if you are engaging the subjective awareness more, or engaging that in the primary element, which generally you engage the objective primarily, but if you choose to reverse that, you would naturally incorporate less interest in the objective expressions. Unless you are engaging the objective with the subjective, which would be actions such as visualizations or meditations or projections. In that, you would be engaging the objective awareness, but in a manner that is figuratively speaking secondary, and the subjective continues to remain primary.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yes.
Okay, but this is only temporary, and at some point I will be able to merge the two of them somehow?
Yes.
Is this going to take a long time?
No. I would express that it is unlikely, but I would express also that that is your choice, how long you choose to engage in this manner. I would also suggest to you that you allow yourself a brief time framework in which you evaluate and list to yourself, what actions you genuinely enjoy. For that can be an avenue in which you can encourage yourself to be involving yourself with the objective expressions and also continue to involve yourself with the subjective, but generating a manner in which you can more easily merge and not be separating the two.
Okay. Let me just say that I ran out of water. We're on a well system here where I live. And I wrote everything down, all my associations with water, the water tank, everything. And I know to this day that that water is there in the ground, but I'm preventing it. And I went ahead and bought the water tank. And for all that time frame, I was nothing but anxious and agitated. But yet, no matter what I did, I could not get that water to come out of the ground into the well. And then I got really discounting of myself. It's like, I can't do this. I can't do anything.
I'm understanding. Now, what is the strongest association with water?
Life. Life force. We need water to make things grow.
Correct. The strongest association with water is that it is life-giving, that it is life-sustaining. Now, in this, what have you expressed in relation to life?
That I'm dying.
Not necessarily that you are dying, but what is the point? What am I doing? What is the point? And therefore, the association of sustaining life is waning. And if your association in relation to life is expressing an energy of it holds no purpose, and therefore there is no point in sustaining it, it is quite obvious that you would create some objective outward reflection of that in a manner that will match the intensity of the energy that you are projecting. If you are projecting an energy of pointlessness and hopelessness, it would be quite understandable that you would match that and attract some manifestation, some experience or event that will reflect that in its intensity. And when you recognize what you are doing within yourself and the association that you are generating, is quite understandable that you would stop the flow of some manifestation that your greatest association with is life sustaining.
Am I thinking about disengage?
No.
But yet if I'm stopping life sustaining,
it is a strong example to you.
Yeah. It caused me a lot of grief.
It is a very strong example to you of how powerful your energy is. Now, it can be powerful in manners that you do not like and you do not necessarily want, but it can be equally as powerful in directions that you do want or that you do like.
Okay. How do I get there?
That would be my suggestion, to begin to evaluate what you genuinely enjoy. For it is a matter of shifting the importance from what is uncomfortable to what is comfortable. You have created an importance in relation to what is uncomfortable for you. And in that, when you generate an importance, you pay attention to it. And you begin to pay attention in a general manner. And when you do that, you do not notice any longer any of the time frameworks or moments in which you actually are comfortable, or even moments in which you are actually not uncomfortable. For the association is generated that you are uncomfortable continuously.
Yes, Elias, I went ahead and got the water tank. It holds 4,000 gallons. That's a lot of water.
Congratulations.
but I didn't feel that I accomplished anything. It was more like just give in and buy the tank. Not that I wanted it there. I liked the water coming out of the ground. But I felt I had no choice. So there was no water coming out. I was buying bottled water, and now I have this big tank, and yes, I did that, but okay, big deal, I did that. And
that,
I don't feel like...
But that is an accomplishment.
But I don't feel it. It's like, it's there. I did it, okay, big deal. I don't feel like I accomplished anything. I feel like I gave in.
But you did not. Let me express to you, my friend, accomplishment is generating an outcome that produces what you want, regardless of what the method is. Whether you accomplish in the manner that you wanted or in a different manner, it matters not. It remains an accomplishment. You wanted to incorporate water, and so you did. You chose one method, which is not better or worse than the other method. It is different. Once again, this is the key difference. This wave is experiencing.
Oh God, I hate this wave.
Difference.
And it's only started.
And difference may be expressed in many, many forms. In this, this is a difference in your own communications. You express a communication to yourself of what you want, and in that, the method of creating what you want is different from the method that you viewed as more acceptable. And therefore, in that difference, you create an association of a lack of accomplishment or of giving up, which is not what you created, but you have discounted yourself in your creation.
Yes, I can feel it. I know I am.
Once again, I express the encouragement for you to be noting what actions you actually enjoy.
Very simple. I like drinking, dancing, cooking, and just feeling fun and having fun with things. And it seems like I've lost all that. Like, I'm not getting any fun out of anything. And it's like I'm a whole different person. I don't even know where this person came from. I used to be different. I want to be that other person again.
And what are your requirements for dancing?
Just to put the music on and let myself go with it. And I do. And it's fun for a few minutes. And then I go back to worrying, thinking I'm not doing anything. It's like I'm on this cycle that I just can't get out of. And it takes the fun out of what I was doing, dancing or cooking, you know? It's like, it just goes round and round. And I feel it's temporary, I do. In my guts, I feel at some point I'll get through this. And it's just a temporary thing I'm going through. Because my whole life has changed, living by myself, with Hannah gone, everything else. It's like, is that right? Is this just temporary and it's just like a learning experience?
Yes, I would agree. I would suggest that you allow yourself to relax and allow yourself to be. There is no requirement that you must do any particular action. Allow yourself to be, and be gentle with yourself.
I've been pretty hard on myself, haven't I?
I would agree. And perhaps now is a time for any work to be gentle with yourself and not to be expressing such harshness. Allow yourself to merely be. You are not required to engage any particular actions. At times, when significant changes occur in an individual's experiences, it can be somewhat disorienting. And the familiar actions and patterns that the individual engaged seem somewhat off. And the individual feels themselves to be somewhat floundering.
Yes,
form their familiar patterns are changed. But that is temporary. There is an adjustment. And in the adjustment time period, it is important to be gentle with yourself and to allow yourself, not to pressure yourself, not to worry, not to discount yourself and express that you should be doing this or you should be doing that. But allowing yourself a time framework in which you can genuinely express to yourself, I want to do this in this moment, and I will allow myself to do so.
But then there go the thoughts again. Even though I'm allowing myself to do sit there and read, before I know it, my thoughts start taking over. And I start paying attention to my thoughts.
And
I should be doing this. I should be doing that. You're just sitting here wasting time. Blah, blah, blah. And I just get so sick of it.
Let me express to you a fun game that you can play with yourself when you notice yourself moving your attention to all of these thoughts.
Okay.
When you notice, I will express to you to create an image of a large troll. As soon as you notice yourself moving into these thoughts of the shoulds and the should nots, immediately visualize a large, very ugly troll. Once you have visualized this large, very ugly troll, you will express to it, you are evicted. You serve no purpose, are not contributing in a productive manner to the maintenance of me, and therefore you are evicted.
Okay, I'm writing this down. I like that. That I'll do.
Which will allow you to incorporate all of those thoughts as the image of the troll, evict it, and also create a fun game and more of a lightness in your energy and more of a playfulness.
Yeah, it did already.
Quite so. Laughter is a healing medicine.
Well, I think we're almost pretty much out of time. Let me ask you just a couple of yes or no easy questions.
Very well.
Fun questions. How's Hannah doing with his transitioning? I haven't joked about him in a couple of weeks.
Quite well.
Good. He's realizing he's disengaged?
Not entirely.
Because he's so surly and crabby when he comes to my, you know, my dreams, but how come he's like that, Elias? It's like I'm asking him, send me encouragement, and he's just so, like, surly and cranky about everything all the time.
I would express that this is more your translation than
okay,
it is.
Yeah, he was that way to me sometimes.
Than it is his energy. It is more your translation.
Okay. The other quick question is, the tank, that's in the well shed is blue. Would that have anything to do with you this whole time?
Yes, as an encouragement.
Yes, every time I looked at it, I kept thinking of you.
As an encouragement rather than a discounting.
Okay. And then the other thing is, I'm not real concerned with generating money. I feel I'm going to have it. Is that a potential that I really don't have to do anything to generate money? My investments and whatever, they're just going to start multiplying, and I'm not going to have to take the time to worry about finances, which I'm not interested in. Is that a potential that this is going to happen?
Yes. And I would be encouraging of you in this.
Good. Okay. All right. I think we better go. Mary's on a tight time schedule, and we agreed that we keep it short, so.
Very well, my friend. I shall be anticipating our next meeting.
Me too, and I'll think about the troll.
Very well, and I shall be expressing my energy with you continuously in encouragement.
Did I dream about you last night?
I was present.
And I thought, oh, we just had a seance. Okay.
To you, my friend, in great lovingness.
Thank you. That helps so much to hear you say that.
And in tremendous appreciation.
Thank you.
Au revoir.
Bye.